The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to the radio show Connected, brought to you by BTC, an icon of the islands. I'm your host, Lester R. Cox. Folks, Connected is an ideas-driven show that links difference makers and forward thinkers in conversations with life, politics, and pop culture. I believe we talk because we have something to say. We should listen because there are things we don't know and can learn. When you put talking and listening together, great things can happen, because in that small space between talking and listening, change, new possibilities can occur. I invite you to show up in some public space, step in and speak up, even if your voice shakes. Our collective greatness depends on it. More importantly, the answers that we seek, they're already in us. First, the Spotlight Memo. Say what you want to say. Folks, let me tell you right now, until election, we are focusing on this show on a theme called the 2017 choice. And I pretty much do not care, and I'm not focusing on who wins. What I'm focusing on is I'm more interested in what the party does and how we govern the country starting off with the first 100 days. And I'm telling you why that's so important. This 100 days thing, this is so important. We should really, really think about it. Every administration, and if you pay attention to America, you'll see why Trump is having so much trouble. Trump is about 60 plus days into the first 100 days, and it's pretty much a disaster. And it's a disaster because what Trump's team was supposed to do during the campaign was have a transition team, and this transition team was led by a guy, Governor Chris Christie out of New Jersey. But Chris Christie was a disaster. He didn't do his job. He was sloppy. He was lazy. He wasn't smart because he didn't think his guy was going to win. And because Trump does didn't do that preparation, you see it in how they are rolling out the first 100 days. It's pretty much been a disaster. And I'll tell you, in this Bahamas, we don't think about the transition into governing as well. You know, what we do is on election night, when people figure out who win, then they go find this one of their boys to handle the transition team. Well, folks, if you run a major political party, you should be in transition right now. And I'm not saying that you in transition in a presumptuous way, because nobody knows who's going to win the government. Only liars know who's going to win this government. Only liars know what voters are going to do, because nobody really knows what voters are going to do. But the transition should be in place now. There should be a separate team dealing with the transition. There should be a separate team looking at the talent you have in your little group, the story that you're going to be dealing with the country. Because this country, really, this Bahamas, we've never really been governed well. We've never had a good, solid transition in this country. Never, ever. And only liars will say otherwise. And I'm telling you, a part of this 2017 choice is not just about who wins the government, but it's about helping the incoming government or whoever becomes the government understand that the Bahamas, it's called the Bahamas government. It just happens to be a PLP administration at the moment, and we've got to understand that there's a big difference. We don't think about that in this country. And this is why our transitions have never really been smooth. Most parties, they have a winning team, but we have never had an administration with a governing theme. So there's a team and then there's a theme. We've never had a winning theme in this country. And I want us to start to think about that. The theme drives the whole country, and it's something that the country can rally around. Because after the election, the governing administration is the government of the Bahamas. And we need to start thinking about that. A 21st century Bahamas needs a government that understands governing, and they understand that there's a difference between governing and your party, your boys. And this is why I want to see the major political parties commit to a couple of things. And I can tell you what's on my agenda, because, you know, I have an agenda. I'm not these liars who talk, but they don't have an agenda. I have an agenda. My number one agenda is city government. You're only talking about city government, just don't vote for anybody who only talking city government, because they're wasting your time. Then, the next part of my agenda is, you've got to find a way for how people would actually formally engage the government. That has to be a formal process, whether it's how much signatures you get, I don't care. And then we've got to figure out how people engage our parliament, because there's a difference between the government and our parliament. And then I'll also say this. I would say that we have to think about making sure that our government understand that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And we've never had a government in our country that respected the laws of our country, because our government is always been the outlaw. They always do whatever they want without a formal regard to the rule of law. Because the Bahamas is a country of personalities. We ought to be a country of law. Our supreme law is the Constitution. And I think once people start to understand that, the first deal is the Constitution and respect for the rule of law, I think we'll have a better country. Because outlaws will understand that, hey, there's a law. But when the government acts like an outlaw, then, like, who respects the law? So, every country really is an idea and a set of values. And when you think about a country like that, then you could get focus. Only liars could tell you the idea that is the Bahamas. Only liars know. Or only liars can tell you the set of values that drive our country, because there is none at the moment. We need it now, and we need it urgently. And I'll tell you something. The Bahamas has a government. Check the structure of our country. We don't have a PLP government. We have a PLP administration. Think about that for a moment. Wrap your mind around that thought. If we get that right and really understand that, the party boys and the crew and the local crew of business people and foreigners who fund them, who fund these silly rallies, they will quickly get the message. Because we need a country that will work for all of us. And I'll tell you, this all starts with the prep for the transition. And we have to ask these parties now, like you think in transition? Who's handling that? We've got to start to think about that. So, the 2017 choice is what's going to be driving this show until showtime. Now, we know this parliamentary term expires May 24th, so the government has to do something very, very soon. We've got to hear some announcements very soon, because you can't go over the five-year term. Think about May 24th. It's the critical date. Think about it. And now, today's poll question. This one right along with the 2017 choice. Is this election, this one we're talking about right now, is this about change or sticking with what you know? I'm looking for three responses from you this morning. Yes, Lester, this is about change, bro. No, this election is about sticking with what you know. Or Lester, think about this. The numbers to call if you want in on this conversation, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. My text line, 4224796. Folks, I've got in studio with me this morning. This guy is doing some Facebook Live thing. I got to start calling him Mr. Facebook now. The great Terrence Bell. Bro, always a pleasure to have you in studio.
Good morning. It's great to be here. And there's some interesting people watching. And hi to you guys who are watching, you know. It's good to see you watching. We having a good time here this morning so far. So why are you lost for words? Because I'm on Facebook, not you.
Oh no, I'm just listening to you.
Yeah,
you see, I don't know how you record Facebook and have a conversation.
Well, sometimes we do. I mean, right now, I'm going to probably end the Facebook so that I can, you know, because my arms, you know, I don't have a selfie stick.
Right.
I probably need a selfie stick.
Yeah, I got a selfie stick. Actually, I'm going to start bringing it up.
Yeah, the selfie stick, but you got to hold it, right?
Yeah, but you know, the selfie stick is more, it's more convenient because it's like a stable thing, and like if you're holding your phone. So if I'm holding my phone and I go bang bang, I gotta go, yeah. Connected is about da. And I'm thinking about the phone, but when you have the selfie stick, it's just the thing that you hold. You know, you have to palm your phone,
right?
But you just hold the selfie stick,
right?
And it gives you a more stable picture, I think.
Well, I think so.
Well, that's just my story.
Well, exactly. Well, you know, it works for you. So at the moment, this is not working for me very well.
Yeah. No, it's tough. Yeah. It's tough to do that.
Right. Because what happens is I'm here holding this, trying to talk to you and trying to make sure that my face is still on the camera. My face is on now.
Right. See, so you're trying to do two things. You're trying to think.
Right.
Talk and take action.
Right. That's easy to do sometimes. It's just a bit of camera in your hand, and on Facebook it doesn't work as well.
Yeah, I know. But I want to get into this conversation about transition and about, you know, really what this election about. Because like, everywhere I go now, I'm asking a very simple question. I'm asking what's happening.
Well, the interesting thing about transition, right?
Right.
Is, you know, transition works best if you have like a fixed date for election.
That's not what I'm talking about, transition.
No. It works best because the whole transition then process has times and set parameters about how things happen and all that stuff.
Right.
So if you have some organization about how the transition starts from the point of view of when is it going to happen.
Right.
And we know that when you're going to
wind down. So you can start planning long before.
Absolutely.
But you know what else I like about America? In their whole transition process, when it's done properly, you know who coming in. So you know like 4,000 or 5,000 people coming in and 4,000 or 5,000 people leaving. Then all political appointees in America know, buddy, this job is a term job. This 4 years and we'll see you later.
Right. Of course. So, yeah, that's probably some of what is good about the transition as well. It's like, you know who's going to be there for forever. But here's the problem that, you know, that happens in some states. In other states, it doesn't happen. And then...
I'm talking more at the federal level.
Yeah, the federal level. So what you have congressmen who've been in Congress for 40 years, you know, and then you have congressmen who can't be because their state doesn't allow them to stay in 40 years.
Man.
So it's the same thing. So
you can imagine feeding at the trough for 40 years?
Well, you know, there's some interesting things about that. I don't know how it actually works, but one of the things that happened when Hillary Clinton became the Secretary of State, apparently because she was in the Senate when they voted for the raise, she couldn't get the new salary.
That's a very interesting thing.
Here,
in America, just like in the Bahamas, smart politicians, it's not about the salary. It's about seeing the economy, the whole thing for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and once you see the whole thing for the first time,
if you got an
ounce of brain in your head,
mm-hmm.
you can do like three times as you can do. Harry Mitt
was foreign relations. So,
well, you know what Hillary saw was like the global donations thing.
Oh wow!
I'm not going there.
You know, yeah. So you hit on a few things today, but the thing that struck me, right, is I was down at parliamentary registration, right?
And to register? Or you already registered?
I was taking somebody else to be registered. I went to pick up my card.
You have your card, yeah?
I have my card, yeah.
Oh, I got that. I have to go for mine.
I got that yesterday. But the whole thing, right, is like you sit in this. So there's one thing to be in a country, right, where one door you walk in and you're in 1940-something. And the other door you're walking and you're in 2015, 16, 17.
Right.
So you go to the parliamentary registrar and you have both of them in the same space. So you go to the parliamentary registrar and you sit down and there's a PC there where you can type in your name and see that you're registered and all of that stuff. And you can tell whether you were registered in 92, in 97, 2002, 2007, 2012, and 2017. You can see all of that, bring up your name on that PC.
That's interesting. Well, you know, I gotta check
how many times I voted. Voter's card.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is your voter's card. Well, it doesn't tell you where you voted. It just tells you when you want to register. Okay.
So you really shouldn't lie about simple things like that.
Yeah, well, when you're on the register for
some people just lie.
So what you need to know is in 1992, there were two Terrence Bethels. And those two Terrence Bethels were born in the same year, and they spelled their name the same way.
All right.
And they were both named after their father.
Interesting.
So Terrence Carl and Terrence Peter. Born the same year. We went to the same school as well.
I hope they had the same daddy.
Huh?
I hope they had the same daddy.
No, it's Terrence Peter and Terrence Carl. We went to the same school as well. So we knew each other. Okay. Then the other thing is later on in 2017, there's two Terrence Bethels again. This other one has disappeared, and another one has appeared. And he has a different name, but the same spelling, the single R. So that was interesting. But you go there. Now let's look at the voter's card, right? So the voter's card is a combination of 21st century technology and, the first century or the second century or the first millennium technology, you know? So you have this card, and you have these handwriting on this card, but the picture comes from a digital camera and is printed. But then they go back to 20th century technology, and they take a piece of tape, and they tape that digital photo on that card.
All right. Scotch tape, wow.
Right. And so what they do is they put in where you register originally. And if they have to change that, they cross out and put the new polling division and constituency on it.
So part digital, part manual.
And it's ridiculous because that same information is electronically kept. But it can't be electronically generated for a card. Really? It is 2017. Now, I will tell you that some people will say, well, if they change the constituency, then you have to change the name on it. That's not true, because the constituencies, the polling divisions are predefined. They're predefined. I will be in that. If I don't move out of that polling division area, that polling division will always be that same polling division, and it has a unique number, and it isn't polling division number 6 of Golden Isles.
Wow, interesting.
It has a unique number. So all you need to do is say, when you put the unique number on the card, when I go, I know if that polling division number 13685 is a polling division that's a part of Golden Isles, or if the polling division is a part of Adelaide, or whatever new constituency names, or Killarney, or whatever it gives it, I will be able to know that anyway. And that's all you'd be doing. So you'd be checking the polling division number. The reality is, it's lack of thinking. It's just ridiculous that you could stay in one situation where you look. You've been to Glass Windows Bridge?
No.
The Glass Windows Bridge, the reason it's called Glass Windows is because on one side it's calm, on the other side it's rough.
Okay.
And it's just separated by this rock formation. And it's right in the Bahamas. So on one side, you're looking at this rough sea, and the other side, you're looking at this calm sea. And you're like, this is crazy. It's like a glass window separating it. And that's how you feel sometimes in this country when you're dealing with a lot of the things in government and elsewhere. I mean, the banks are no better than the government. So let's just make that very clear.
Yeah, right. You're talking innovation now.
Yeah, yeah. This is an issue. So you go to the bank, and you're dealing with more paper than the law should allow, right? I mean, this is ridiculous.
No, trust me. If you think NASA bad, I serve as a director for this huge pension fund in Norway.
Mm.
And they opened a bank account. And it was like 150 pages we had to sign, the directors.
Whoa.
So think about that.
Oh, y'all learn. Y'all keep that
name. Oh, we always do.
Yeah.
All right. Give me a drum roll. So we can continue this conversation.
Yeah.
On governing and transition.
Absolutely.
Right? We got to think about this.
Yeah.
So Professor Tink and I, we were hanging out last night. We were downtown, tell but one something, right?
Wow.
We saw this police car roll up. Guess what happened with the police car?
Mm.
One light missing. Front light, one of the front light bulbs blown, and one of the back light.
Oh, that might have been the one that crashed into the jitney on Bay Street.
Well, I know. But that's all right, folks, we got a special treat for you. Not many people come to the show 2 days in a row, and you know, Terrence, when people come to the show 2 days in a row, that means they special people.
Or they got a lot of badges or something.
Or they got a lot of information.
Depends on what you mean by special.
I don't know if you remember this, but every time Danny comes to the show, mm-hmm. I've taken some notes. He got some like pillar thing he's showing me or some diagram.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he ain't bring no book today. I need to
He bought the book yesterday, so he ain't like duplicating effort.
Ah, well, I was there
yesterday. Because he know you like talk, but people talk with duplicating effort.
Yes.
But, folks, we got a special treat for you. The man who can talk, this man can talk business, he can talk culture, and he can talk new industry and anything he want to talk about. You know when I met this man. Into sports.
Okay.
This dude could learn like a sport in the weekend.
Wow.
The great Donnie Johnson, bro. Welcome to the show.
I don't know, but in the weekend, I was watching Leicester.
Okay.
Ryan Jupp.
Ian Jupp.
Play squash. And a lot of Bahamians have never seen squash played. It's physical chess.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It is literally you're in a box with a long racket, very small face. and the ball probably moves just under 100 miles an hour when it's hit properly.
Wow.
The back is glass.
Mm-hmm.
The other three walls are hard. You can't hit it into the ceiling. It lasts for as long as you could take it.
Wow.
And it isn't about how hard you hit the ball or how strong you are. It is about fooling your opponent.
Right.
As to what you're doing with the ball. Because you're in a box, the ball always comes back.
Right.
Right. And so that's when I met Leicester. He doesn't talk about it enough, but he was, the number one player
in the country
for quite a while. And
you have to be pretty old to remember that, though.
And number one in the region for quite a while. And so I squash is one of the things I got good hand-eye coordination. And so I picked it up.
Oh, okay. Look at Danny,
and I won a championship.
Right,
1 year.
Wow,
Danny going from
you were still a QC then.
I beat Joe Johnson. No, I was in college.
It wasn't a QC. Come on, man.
I had to beat Joe Johnson.
I mean, come on, man.
In QC, we used to play squash.
Squash at QC, yeah. Danny.
Yeah, man. Went, well, not play. You get to go for one semester.
All right.
Yeah, they give you a squash, bowling. I mean, everything. Great.
Right.
Great time, great school.
Danny, you went from a regular player to a national team player, like in record time.
Wow.
Yeah. That was through watching them. But I still like to play. It's a game you could play for the rest of your life, but you have to be careful how fast you go at it. Because it's mental and physical chess. So your mind could fool you into thinking you could get that ball.
Absolutely.
And so now, and I play with my youngest daughter sometimes on weekends. And I swing at everything passing me.
There you go.
And she say, why are you doing that? I say, just to see if I could get it. She say, but you ain't hit it. I say, I know that.
So one of the things we could do is we could do one of the shows we'll do is with you two playing squash. We'll do a Facebook show.
Sure. I haven't played squash in about 15 years.
I would invite that. And we do it maybe the next couple of weeks. But we'll show you all a drill in squash.
Uh-huh.
And you put it on Facebook. It's called Boast and Drive.
Oh, okay.
Just Boast and Drive. It's the most incredible drill. Less than that, we still get decent conditioning. I could probably hold him off about 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, well, there you go. That'll be really good because people always ask me, that's the same one who used to play squash? I say, yeah. And I say, used to is what he does.
Yeah.
I don't know if we could turn up in them tight pants and then he used to wear them days. But you know.
No, but that's okay. We don't need to see that. Y'all could be awesome.
But Danny, that's where you notice how men's clothing is getting... looser and looser. Yeah,
women get smaller and smaller.
Yeah. They charge more for women's clothes and use less material.
Oh, all
right. Right. The men, they pay for the amount of material, I guess.
Right.
And sport is a great place to meet. Mm-hmm. It's a good socialization. It's like combat culture.
Right.
Where you meet people and you can challenge them within the rules of engagement.
Right.
Within the rules of the game.
Right.
And you could go as hard as you could, but you got to be able to beat them. You can't. The bravado don't count. You can find out, and so that's why I like the analogies of sports and playing any kind of sport, mm-hmm. because you will find out who is who during the course of that game, where they have a bad temper, bad attitude, et cetera, et cetera. And actually, ultimately, whether they could play. Because I hear plenty of people talk. When you hit a, in squash, you hit a overhand, backhand. Fellas start hitting you volleys on your backhand, about 10 of them come to you, you'll find whether he has sense or not. Wow. Very quickly.
Yeah. And you know what I like about it? You get to meet people in social situations over long periods of time. You know, you don't have no interest in trying to do business with somebody. You just interact with people. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, you have an opportunity to do business with them.
Right.
And you've got so much information.
Right.
Wow.
And so I think sport as a form of socialization that we're trying to use more and more and more. And what I have endeavored to do sometimes is subconsciously engage people around the idea of sport, around the bravado that comes with it, around trash talk and going towards championships.
Right.
And I kind of play my politics the same way.
Danny, how many other sports you master? You've mastered golf.
I've played a very high level of golf, squash, racquetball, tennis.
Right. Bradley Roberts, but don't say soccer because I don't think Anton Seeley can like that.
Whether Seeley likes it or not, and I was at QC.
Right.
As a junior boy, I played on the senior boys team. We were undefeated for 7 years.
Right.
I was the center half of that team. My one job, and you ask Seeley when you see him, my job on that team was to get Anton Seeley the ball on his left foot.
He had no right foot.
Get Anton the ball on his left foot. It got to be running smooth at the pace that he runs, and he could score. He's a great striker.
Yeah, he's a good striker. Yeah.
And he became the highest goal scorer when I was center half on that team. I left that team. I went to, all of us played for Cavalier, which was a great club under Richard Dick Wilson. Mm-hmm. We left, that we moved from that team, and all of us were the first national team that the Bahamas saw. Sam Haven was coach, Dick was a coach. All of us played on a national team that went internationally, and we had one or two victories.
So, Danny, you got like a little, see, I can't think
but
of
in
a
college, squash. In college, I played squash, varsity. I don't know, low level now, and I went to some of the best colleges in the world. Squash, soccer, rugby, track, and football.
So you're like a real minister of sport. So, see,
for me, it was fun. It was recreational.
Yeah, but you mastered. I can't think.
I
of
had
a
tryout, Lester, for a professional soccer team in Montreal called the Montreal Manic.
Right.
My old man called, I tell my guy, this professional tryout boy. He called me and said, if I lost my mind, you know, they're going to be kicking the bunks and the ball. Crazy.
Hey,
if I see you at that practice, I come up there and chop your head off.
Yeah. Well, what do you think is, see, every sport I play, I always played it well above average. Whether it's basketball, softball, everything I played. What do you think is the key to that? For me, I figured out, for me, it was movement. It was learning the movement of the sport. Mm-hmm. Like my daughter plays high-level soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep telling her, soccer is not about kicking the ball. It's about learning how to move. Exactly. What would you say is the key to your thing?
It's, well, not just me, but anyone who plays sports, there are three dimensions to it. The first part is they're competitive by nature.
Okay, right.
Right.
So I'm the kind of person, I'm quietly very competitive.
Right.
I mean, very.
Okay.
And so that is going to drive you into that arena
because
you want to play against, I wanted to play against the boys who were bigger than me.
Yeah.
My brother was 5 years older than me. I had to grow up playing with his friends. I wanted to beat his friends.
Right.
And eventually I beat him. Right.
Right.
The second part is this spatial sense that people are born with, though. I mean, people who could hit that backhand volley off the wall at 100 miles an hour in squash, you can't teach that. You have to have that timing. You have to see that ball come and prepare, boom, and get it.
Right.
So people are born with a spatial sense. Michael Jordan is born with a spatial sense that allows him to do things that other people mightn't do.
Now I wondered what it was I was missing.
They're born with a spatial sense.
Right. Right.
I mean, and that spatial sense is a real science to that called proprioception.
Mm-hmm.
Proprioception is, this ain't what I come here to talk about today, but it's good for Bamers to understand.
Proprioception
is interesting because I can't see my earlobe, correct?
But
in my brain and in my fingers are wired a sense of space.
Mm-hmm.
So I could touch my earlobe and the top of my ear without, I can't see them with my index finger or my little finger.
Right.
Index finger, little finger. Index finger, little finger.
We're trying that right now. Hold on, let me take a picture of that.
All right. without seeing it.
Right.
So our bodies have a sense of space as to where it is. And I don't know the size of my ear, but I could touch the top and the bottom at the same time.
Right.
Interesting.
That's proprioception.
Right.
So developmentally, people are born with a lot more of it. Some people develop it faster, right? And then some people get a kick out of controlling that sense of mind, yeah, body.
That's certainly that's honestly an underdeveloped situation, wow, for me. It's
Simba going crazy, telling me to take a break. But folks,
oh no, some people get it. Yeah, and then after that is exposure. So right, my old man then made all of us play sports. He put me with nine rule. Mm-hmm. Nine rule is a fella could play any sport.
Okay.
Wow.
Nine rule made me from my but 6 years old play every sport. Nine rule made me at 10 years old go in a pool, play pool with men for money.
Mm-hmm.
Just to build up my competitive spirit.
So you shoot pool well as well?
Yes, yeah, shoot pool with nine roll. Lester.
I say for
money. Right? Just to build up your reserve, you know?
Right. Yeah. Now, folks, you listen to Connected with Lester Arcos.
And when you lose, he beat you. Nine hit me with the pool stick, man.
Wow. What? So anybody who say this man is tough, youth sports and culture, don't know about sports, they just need to be quiet.
Absolutely.
So pool, rugby, soccer, squash, tennis, track and field.
And I love golf.
Oh, I forgot golf.
You forgot golf.
So, Terrence, you're on account. How much that is?
Spank him.
How much sports that is? 1, 2, 3.
Couple.
4, 5, 6, 7. Only minister of sports with 7 sports.
Wow.
Back in a moment.
All right.
Vision and LP Entertainment present the Icon of the Islands kickoff concert Saturday, April 8, 8 p.m. at the Thomas Robinson Stadium Carnival Ground, Nassau, Bahama, featuring a live performance by reggae superstar Taurus Riley. Backed by Dean Fraser and the Black Soil Band, also performing, it's the Queen of Bacchanal, Destro. Also starring DJ Nori, Black Chyna, Lady E, and Rick Carey. General admission tickets are $50. VIP is $100. Get them at Airbrush Junkies, Galleria Cinema, all location at National Sports Authority Arena Box Office. It's the Icon of the Islands kickoff concert, Saturday, April 8th at Thomas Robinson Stadium Carnival Ground. Sponsored by BahamasLocal.com, Absolute Vodka, Guinness, Ricardo Rum, Elite Beer, Heineken, Commonwealth Brewery Limited, Exide, Forever Entertainment, and powered by Alive.
I can feel it in my eyes.
This and every Thursday, it's Trivia Thursday.
Trivia Thursday.
Your BTC number is your passport and entry into BTC country. On Wednesday, you'll receive an SMS with trivia questions. Then tune into your local morning shows and social media on Thursdays for your chance to win thousands in minutes and prizes. All brought to you by BTC Mobile, your perfect match. This and every Thursday, it's Trivia Thursday. Trivia Thursday, test your knowledge.
As part of the NHI Bahamas Primary Care Benefits Package, legal Bahamian residents no longer have to pay for certain lab tests, diagnostic imaging, or medications. More specifically, you are covered for labs such as blood tests to check your cholesterol, immune system, blood sugar, hormone levels, kidney and liver function, and to test for HIV and blood disorders like sickle cell anemia. Your benefits also include diagnostic imaging, like mammograms, X-rays and ultrasounds to detect tumors, infections, fractures, and other internal damage. A long list of medications is also covered, helping you prevent and treat issues like hypertension, diabetes, asthma, arthritis, mental illness, and allergies. Additionally, you can receive antibiotics to treat infections, drugs to reduce your cholesterol, some forms of birth control, pain medicine, hormones, vitamins and minerals, all at no cost at point of service. Know your benefits under NHI Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
For me, start, good reaction is key because I'm a kind of a poor starter.
Set.
If I get a good reaction, then I can get myself in the race, even if my first couple steps are not quick. From start, the 30 minutes, that's my dry phase. Keep your body forward, keep your head down, and let's keep driving. After I start coming on my dry phase, that's when get tall, so we're getting tall, straight, knees up, shoulders down. That's when you start to get the top speed. 50 meters is when I check. I just glance left, glance right to make sure where I'm positioned in the race. I may start listening to the crowd, listening to the cheers. 60 meters, that's when I become a beast, really. That's when I start to dominate a race. Majority of the time, I can tell from probably 60, 70 meters if I'm going to win the race, because the last 40 meters of my race is the stronger part of my race. Last 10, 15 meters of a race, I start checking again. Check to the right, check to the left. Can I stop running? 10 meters, that's when I determine if I've won, because last 10 meters, you're not going to catch me. No matter who you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter how focused you are, no matter how ready you think you are, you're not going to catch me, because that last 10 meters is going to take me 3.5 strides to pass the finish line. And this is where the glory begins. It's when you pass the finish line, I do what I want. Celebrate.
Yeah, folks, welcome back to Get Connected. Now, see now, folks, Simba is a dude who just know what clip to play. So what I do with Simba is I give him a whole collection of clips, and he's the one who chooses the clips. Simba, thank you, bro. That was a perfect clip for the day.
Yeah.
See, Dr. Johnson come in the studio talking about this word I can't even pronounce called proprioception.
Yeah.
Doc, that's amazing.
Seeing without your eyes.
Wow, that's amazing.
Seeing, but you know, but less, you know, most of the world is unseen.
Right.
This is where, you know, the notion of faith comes into place. This is where, you know, you talked earlier about the idea of a nation.
Right.
That's unseen. It is the potential of its people that you realize every day, day by day. It's the joy of knowing that we have a place to be in.
Right.
That we have a space that is ours. That we have a culture we call
right,
our own. That
right.
we have traditions we call our own. That we have a history that belongs to us.
Wow.
That's a space we occupy
and
own, and what the modern body politic is trying to determine, and it better get to it fast, is how does everyone participate in the space?
Right.
They want to be participants.
Correct. Like America feels oftentimes like an idea where this is the greatest country in the world, mm-hmm. and they drive a lot of their conversations around that idea.
Right.
And I'd love to see us start to do that in the Bahamas, where we say, this is the idea, that's the Bahamas. We're going to be governed by these set of values. And our conversations, whatever our politics is, but this idea drives the Bahamas.
But you got to remember, and this way, you know, we got to keep teaching our young people the connections that we have. When we are on the birth of a nation at 12 midnight, January July 10th, 1973, R.E. Cooper, the great, late, great R.E. Cooper, gave the charge. He gave the sermon to the nation. Mm-hmm. From that, he pulled from the book of Peter. He said that, I think it's 2 Peter, verse 5, that we are a peculiar people, set apart, a chosen generation, given to this founding of this place, like a new Jerusalem.
Right.
And that we had the greatest chance of any nation in the Western world, because we were this portal that opened up, that formed the Western world, that we could be the great society.
Oh, wow. See now, this is the storytelling part about
society.
You that I like. Folks, now this man, when he comes to the studio, y'all think I'd be lying, right? So I'm gonna post. He got his book like he's some kind of Albert Einstein with all kind of different.
Man,
you
see it? That book
all kind of
now.
Different,
I
all
think
kind
in
of
pictures,
different
man.
Diagrams.
That book is colorful. You know what I mean?
I think in pictures. You know.
Yeah. I believe Oscar Johnson must be your daddy.
Yes, sir. And I have a lecture over at COB in about University of the Bahamas. And at 10 o'clock.
What you talking on? Well, you're right next to us, and Dr. Curry, he visits the show a lot.
Yeah.
So he would like leave like 6 minutes early, and he just bang, he gone.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I got to leave soon. Yeah, but I'm speaking to them about why our culture is a one and only.
One and only brand.
The one and only brand.
Mm-hmm.
Why they have to begin monetizing, commercializing, and owning that from the ground up. And what it means for young people in the 21st century on this digital platform.
Wow.
As to what they could be engaging in. and what we're doing next door with University Commons as an idea. I want to share these ideas with them. And then I got to go to the House of Assembly.
This is what senior politicians be doing. You can have a problem zone, bro. So, you know, when you think Fred Mitchell, what do you think about?
Foreign affairs.
Right. So you can't have a PLP government without Fred Mitchell. When you think tourism, like, who do you think about? PLP government. Right. Yeah. So you can't have a PLP government without them too, and that's what. See, now, the problem with you now is when people think about international sports and sporting events and storytelling and this sports in paradise idea, they think Danny Johnson. So,
however, that's sports, tourism, and foreign affairs.
Hey.
There you go.
you better watch yourself, man. You know, these politicians always getting tagged out. So Fred Mitchell was sitting... One day Fred Mitchell was in on the show.
It must have been last Wednesday.
And we was trying to go see Fred Mitchell, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we say, you know, like, if you were in a PLP government without immigration, what would that be? And he wasn't taking that bait.
I think you look at we're a team.
Right.
I think we're the best team in the country. We got the best head coach in the country. And I think there are players on our team who could play any position, shooting guard, power forward. Because they could play,
right?
And I think if people look at the fellas we have, the potential they have to do. And you and you were talking about transitions earlier. Right. I'm really excited about the next 5 to 10 years in the Bahamas to see some of these fellas emerge and really spread their wings and see what they could do to drive us to what Mandiba and these fellas call the Great Society.
Man, like Tyson,
a real Commonwealth.
Doc, you see in the area you're in with the government, you see all the talent we have in track and field and just look at our beat soccer team. This country stood up that beat soccer team within a year.
Within a year.
And we compete. We beat U.S. in one tournament.
States.
Switzerland was killing us. That was sweet. Whenever you could beat Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yeah. That does it for the hand.
Yeah, and if you could beat Jamaica and the U.S. in one tournament, that's like being hammered.
Yeah. Right. So we're getting better and better.
Right. We set up the beach soccer team within a year, and that's because the country made an investment in giving them exposure.
Mm-hmm,
so they saw how the best teams practice. They saw the coaching structure. Mm-hmm. They saw the travel structure. And our guys responded with commitment.
Yes. And you're going to see the same thing now at World Relays coming up. We've asked Sydney Cartwright to take a break out of his Florida commitments. And he will open up a training camp, I think, as soon as next week for all of our elite athletes.
So we can bring them home. And
we're
and
trying to get everyone into one camp for 4 weeks as we go into World Relays to make sure everyone's acclimatized, ready, eating properly, right psychology. They spend some time together, get used to the baton, motion, have the spirit. Let people see them together. What we are promoting now is togetherness.
Right.
You got to be so careful now. You go into selection season and people are dead wrong. If you can't hold it together, this ain't the game for you to be in. This is championship play now we're going into. It's going to be rough and tumble. You have some trash talk.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, as I tell you, we get on the court, you got to be able to play.
Yeah, and the trick is, how do you separate the business of politics from the business of doing things like the IAAF relays, from the business of beat soccer, and these other things that the country is working on as a country?
Well, the ideas part of it is what we work on as policymakers. I get engaged. I travel around the world to make the connections. I do the sales pitch. We land the deal. The people here have to execute that design. I think we've done it now 3 times, and so we know what we're doing. Everyone is watching. The potential of it is enormous for us. Our Sports in Paradise brand is really up there with the top 10 brands anywhere.
Isn't that amazing? A country with two big brands is better in the Bahamas and Sports in Paradise. That's incredible too.
Yeah, and we now step out for next year to do it for culture. You know, we could add $1 billion to our economy if we could get our head around this cultural diaspora. We got 5 million visitors walking into Nassau every year.
Yeah, we need to get $150 from
each other. And the average spend is like $5 and $10. That's pathetic.
Isn't that amazing?
You want to aim, if you did, for those 5 million people, and quote Ian Boyte, for those 5 million people, if we got $200 as an average spend, you add $1 billion to your economy.
Exactly.
You could add $1 billion on culture, you could add $1 billion on food.
Right.
With Bamsey coming to life and spreading that throughout all the islands. And you could add another $1 billion on fisheries, and we're up and running.
Right. Wow. And that's the reality. That's the reality.
And that's actually our national budget.
And that's within our grasp.
It's well within our. I mean, they're here. You ain't got to go find them.
Yeah,
these are people.
You don't have to be deep. Yeah, you don't have to be deep.
You ain't got
to
go nowhere. They're here.
Right, exactly.
You know, I go to a lot of public events, and I'm always amazed by how opposition politicians are missing from public events. Like, you won't see them at the beach soccer.
Yeah.
I find that strange, because at the end of the day, the country is operating a brand and a business.
Mm-hmm.
And if you become the government, you've got to understand that brand, and you can't go on this long learning curve. You need to be up to speed on what the country is doing. Not what the PLP is doing, but it's brand. The brand Bahamas is better than the Bahamas. Brand Bahamas is sports and paradise. These are not political brands.
Yeah, and I mean, if you don't know it, you could stop, cancel, and review it as well. So,
no, but see, but country can't afford that. And this
cannot afford it.
This is why you need to see politicians on both sides at these public events. Because these are public events. These are not PLP events.
No, they're national events. Right. It's in your national interest. I mean, I guess they catch feelings and figure out, you know, what they're doing. It. We don't want to support it. I don't operate that way. I operate like I operate in Junkanoo. Whoever win, I come into your party.
Absolutely.
They really don't bother me. I come there to row too.
As the Minister of Sports or just...
No, I know as a Junkanoo. You Valley boy, right? No, I'm a Saxon. Oh, you're a Saxon. I rush for the Saxons. But I come into your party.
You shouldn't be the Valley boy.
And I row. I be there. And I row in too.
Why not?
And drinking your rum and eating your food. That's Junkanoo.
And saying the judges got it wrong.
No, it's all kind of things. Trash talk. It's like, look, you let Jordan playing basketball,
right,
and him in the days when him, Worthy, and Barkley used to play. And he tell you the thing Barkley used to say to him, and the things he used to say to Barkley will fall out. That's a part. You got to hold your head, hold your nerve. But these are your competitors. It's a championship game. You're playing very hard. You want to win. But you're following the rules, and you're going to win fair and square. If you can't handle it, well, get out the kitchen. They should turn up. They should show up and should deal with whatever's going on. And I think it's a dereliction of duty at times when you don't see that happening.
I'm telling you. I'm everywhere. See, I even cover all the political rallies from both sides, every side. No one is telling me nothing. Because, you know, when you're a talk show host, Danny, let me tell you what has happened. Fellas are trying to like BS you and tell you stuff.
Yeah.
But I go everywhere and I check on everything. So like,
you go see for yourself.
Yeah. You know. By the way, just since you give me this poster and this is your gift for me, and it ain't nothing like a book. But I noticed two things on here though. You know,
he got one terrible joke, Danny. You know what he talks about. He said, if you want to hide something from certain people,
right,
put it in the book.
Put it in the book. Yeah.
And if you want to hide it from a certain class of people, tell it to that person.
Yeah. So, no, this Karifta thing that's coming up. This is here.
Yeah.
But judo and water polo going on at the same time.
In two locations, same week.
Same week, yeah. So where are the locations?
Judo will be at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, the national gym.
Oh, so this is the same place. So QE Sports Center.
Water polo will be, we have the sports park now, 450-acre park. When you see what we're doing there, we have an expose at that at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
When you see what we're doing in that sports park, it's incredible. That will become a part of the university campus. You end up with a 500-acre university campus in the middle of Nassau.
Right. And that was, the president, they talk about that.
The president can't really talk about it. He needs me to talk about it. See, what are we doing in the Bahamas? That's the best sports park in this hemisphere.
In the hemisphere. Period. It is.
There is no place in the world that I know about. Got the tennis courts.
No.
Got the world class swim complex. Mm-hmm. Got a world class gym for NBA players.
Mm-hmm.
Got an A and B track.
Yep.
And a little, you know,
the golf course.
The golf course, a little jokey, but that's nine holes.
No, that's a training academy.
All right, fine.
That's actually, show me
a sport in this hemisphere who got that combination.
With a national baseball stadium coming on, it'll be the best in the region.
I didn't even think about that.
Andre Rogers baseball is about halfway complete.
Right.
On that strip, you'll have 5 baseball and softball fields, and at the end, the National Softball Stadium, in the middle on the other side of the road, National Soccer Stadium for grass and AstroTurf.
So, we building a stadium as well for field soccer?
Yes, sir.
That's wonderful.
Wow.
That is great. That is great.
Folks, you're listening to Connected with Lester Alcox. I'm talking to Mr. Pro. Let me see, I got this word now. Mr. Proprioception.
Yeah.
Proprioception.
All right. Back in a moment.
No time to miss the skull walk in front of me. Girl, do the thing where you do the other day. How you drop it, put the bottom on display. You see that wine, girl, I want a piece
It's Trivia Thursday.
Trivia Thursday.
Your BTC number is your passport and entry into BTC country. On Wednesday, you'll receive an SMS with trivia questions. Then tune into your local morning shows and social media on Thursdays for your chance to win thousands in minutes and prizes. All brought to you by BTC Mobile, your perfect match. This and every Thursday, it's Trivia Thursday. Trivia Thursday. Test your knowledge.
The best way to stay healthy and prevent disease is through regular checkups and early detection. NHI Bahamas will provide screening, counseling, lab tests, diagnostic imaging, and medication at no cost at point of service. So what specific primary care benefits are covered under NHI Bahamas? You are covered for annual physical exams, vaccinations, blood tests to check your cholesterol and blood sugar, ultrasounds and x-rays. Your benefits package covers screening for cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and STIs, including HIV, mammograms to screen for breast cancer, prostate testing for men, and EKG testing to assess heart function. Your benefits also include drugs to help control your blood pressure and cholesterol, as well as insulin and other diabetes medication. All things to catch and treat health issues before they become more serious. Know your benefits under NHI Bahamas. Enrollment starts soon.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Yeah, 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 Simba getting the beats off in the salsa and the calypso thing going. Now, folks, I got to read this text to you because this somebody spiking the ball. This ain't right. So this text, this ain't me, right? He says, yes, Lester, that's the salsa song I was asking you to play for a few days now.
Right.
Tell your producer, great job.
Simba, yeah, that Buena Vista. Yeah, yeah. I was going to mention that. Yeah.
Somebody asking about
and
why.
That's what you're going to be learning on Saturday, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah, I got to start working on myself. I got to get me some practice. Now, somebody is saying, why Dan ain't offering. Folks, he left the studio because he's got a presentation he had to make. We didn't plan that what's the word? We just on this show, we just let the conversation go where it go. We didn't plan that proprioception thing.
Proprioception,
yeah, we didn't plan that. Mm-hmm. Ha, ha, ha. Thought it was only me who thought this was unprofessional and what? I don't get that one. Lester, this about change. Somebody said the election is going to be about change. What's this one here? Some talking about that. Good day. We have been waiting. Somebody said they've been waiting 60 days for their business license, and they singling out this person. I don't want to do that to that person. But whoever in business license who got somebody waiting for 60 days and don't answer the phone for 4 weeks,
yeah,
and don't answer emails. No, You need to get your act together.
I agree. That's been the situation from last year. It's just been no better. It's certainly an area where they need to change exactly. They need to change totally how they do that because it's not that. Now, one of the things is, of course, the documentation is not due until the 31st of March. So some people are still submitting documentation.
For your business license.
Right. Some people are still submitting documentation.
I got to go pay my $120.
Yeah. So if some people...
But hold on. You have to get your new national insurance paper every time before you do it as well?
Yeah. So they said that one they're going to take care of.
Mm, take care of how?
They're going to check with NIB in the back end on their own. But the other documentation, like your accountant's letter... that's due on the 31st. So there are people who probably still haven't submitted an accountant's letter, and there's some people who are still waiting to do that. But there are also some other requirements that people have, like garbage collection letter and other letters that relate to their business. Like for doctors, they have to get their medical license and all of that stuff.
Was it you who told me that, you know, we should just give people the business license in the beginning and just let them, you know, back, you know,
right,
the documents
so,
later.
So exactly. So once you submit all of the documentation, right?
Right.
They should automatically grant the license. And then if there's any issue, then you're not going to get your license renewed until those things are taken care of.
Because there's really no risk to that, because at the end of the day, you want as many persons in business as possible.
Right. And so the whole idea of business license ought to be something that is purely administrative. Hit this, and you just check to see if it, and just grant the license, right? Then you have all of the monitoring devices that you can. The first monitoring device is the income. Is the income accurate because you have the VAT returns to try to balance the VAT returns against
Terrence? Mm-hmm. If I ever have any say in any government, if anybody ever called me to be a consultant to the government, mm-hmm. like the government, a national consultant,
right,
I'm going to recommend you to be in operations. So let me tell you, my ideal thing, if I was leading a country, I'll have these four positions. I'll have like a CEO of the whole government. I'll have a chief operations officer for the whole government. I'll have a chief information officer for the whole government and a chief financial officer for the whole government. And then I'll put you in.
They have all those positions exist.
No, they don't. Show me where they exist.
Well, certainly the CFO is present in every ministry and every department.
Folks, you will listen to Connected with Lester Arcox. Today's show brought to you by BTC and Icon of the Islands. We're gonna continue this choice conversation over the next 4, 5, 6 weeks. Hope you join us. Carlton Smith is up next.